Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, I'm Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Go Birds! What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Thursday, November 13th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And man, oh man, never, ever, 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 a boring day with this team. Yes, they're 7-2. Yes, they just came off a huge win against the Green Bay Packers, and they got a huge game coming up against the Detroit Lions. And we are going to preview that game, I promise you. There's going to be a lot of Eagles-Lions talk in this feed over the next few days, but you just wouldn't know it being down at the NovaCare for the Nick Sirianni press conference on Wednesday. I'll be honest, maybe the most tense Nick Sirianni press conference I've been to during his tenure with the team. There have been times where there's been tense questions, but this was the first time I thought he might get up off the podium and walk out in the middle of it. It was a lot of questions, and as you might imagine, those questions were about AJ Brown, and those questions were about the decision not to go for it on fourth down so much, but the debate and speculation over what happened on that fourth down play. So we got a lot to get into today. We got a lot of audio for you. If you have been busy with your regular normal life and you were ready to get caught up on all this, get ready, because it's been a wild 24 hours for the Eagles, who, despite that, just keep on winning. You know, Nick Sirianni, second best winning percentage and since the Super Bowl era. Only John Madden's behind him. Jalen Hurts is probably going to the Super Bowl. Eagles are Super Bowl favorites. It's always, always interesting. So let's get this going so that you can get on with your Thursday and we can get one day closer to Eagles versus Lions. So on the schedule for today, Nick Sirianni doesn't speak again today. Vic Fangio speaks today at 1:20. Vic Fangio will speak to the media for the first time since they acquired Jalen Phillips, which is crazy to think, but didn't talk during the bye week, didn't talk coming off the bye week, and finally we get to hear from him. So 1:20 today, we'll hear from Vic Fangio. 2:15, practice begins, and this will be our first time actually seeing practice. They had a walkthrough on Wednesday that was closed to the media. 4:30, the locker room opens up, and we hear from Kevin Petullo at 4:30. So we will hear from both Vic Fangio and Kevin Petullo today. No Michael Clay this week, so we won't be hearing a ton about special teams, but we will get the coordinators today. We'll get a look at the practice, and we will find out, you know, who's going to play. Will Lane play? Is Ja'Cory Bennett going to play? Is Cam Jurgens going to play? So big injury questions heading into this game for the Eagles, with two of their five offensive linemen banged up heading into the game. Now, the Eagles did make a roster move on Wednesday as Jaire Alexander officially retired. It was reported on Tuesday that he was considering retiring. Well, he has retired, as the Eagles have placed Jaire Alexander on the reserve retired list, and Ja'Cory Bennett is now on the active roster. So, you know, I'm sure other people in the locker room are happy Jaire retired, because that opened up a roster spot for Ja'Cory Bennett that could have been someone else. Could have been A.J. Dillon, could have been Byron Young, it could have been another player. Jaire retires, and now Ja'Cory back on the roster, and all the other players get to stay. So, you know, I hope Jaire is happy in retirement. It's a shame to see it end like this for him. He seemed so excited when I talked to him last week about playing against Green Bay, about playing with the Eagles, about feeling good. And now he's gone. So hopefully whatever he is going through, either physically or mentally, he can find peace with it and it can work out, because as Nick Sirianni said on Wednesday, the brief time they had together was good. And the only interaction I ever had with Jaire was a positive one. And I wish him well in retirement. Definitely not great for the Eagles that the player they acquired at corner prior to the deadline is now retired. But that's only a problem if Adoree doesn't play well and if Keeley doesn't play well. So they got to hope that those guys step up, because now I think the Jaire thing is viewed a little bit as like a, wow, that's crazy story. If the number two cornerback spot becomes an issue, that it goes from a that's crazy story to how he really messed that up. So maybe Ja'Cory Bennett can end up being that player for him. Maybe it will continue to be Adoree who played well, or maybe it'll be Keeley. But they need someone to step up now that Jaire Alexander has retired. All right, before we get into it, as I always do, I want to shout out everyone that has made a donation to the Treehouse Books Touchdown for Books campaign, the nonprofit in North Philadelphia that I'm working with this season. As I've said, we're over $10,000. We've got around $300 in this week alone in donations. I'm bad at math, but that would be, I guess, 150 books, $5 a book, $300. $100 would be, no, that's nowhere near correct. Regardless, it's a lot of books. So, and especially at 10,300, we're over 5,000 books donated. So thank you to everybody who's taken the time to make their donation. As a reminder, you can get the information about the book drive in the podcast description, and you could win a Zach Bond signed football, or you can get a custom shirt designed by Dewani Soraya, one of the top local artists in the city, the top local artist, in my opinion. So thank you, everybody, and it means a lot that you guys have taken the time to do this. All right, so I go to sleep Tuesday night, and I'll be honest, with you know, our good friend James, our fearless leader, he falls asleep like 8 o'clock every night. So there's a lot of times where James doesn't see stuff that happens at night. But I fell asleep at like 9:30. I was tired from the Green Bay travel, and I wake up early to go to the gym. I went back to the gym for the first time in a while. Felt good about that. And I got a text. It was a text from James to me and Jack. And it was basically like, this AJ stuff is crazy. And I'm like, oh man, like what happened? So if you haven't seen, AJ Brown was on Twitch Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Apparently it was at like 1:30 in the morning, according to the people that saw it. So Twitch, for those that don't know, and you know, I'd imagine a lot of people do, but if you're like me, you don't really completely understand it. It's basically a platform to stream video games on, and people watch you play video games. So AJ Brown was on Twitch with, I think it was like something Rondo, like credit to whoever it was. I apologize, I can't remember the name right now. But he's on Twitch with this guy, and they're playing Madden, and they talk football. And AJ had some things to say about football. So the first one, the Twitch host asked AJ, how's he doing? And here's what AJ had to say.
Hey, but look, everything been good though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything been straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, where have you been?
No, check up. Like, you my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else, no.
Man, everything gonna click, bro. Chat, chill, look. Everything gonna click, bro.
This show.
So you can hear in there, he says the S word, a word I don't think is a curse word, but he calls it a S show, right? And then he says he's struggling. So I'll play you all of these clips and then I'll give you kind of like my opinion on it. But so that's the first part of it. Then AJ is looking over the stats of the game. And AJ, as you might imagine, had a lot of catches and yards in the game. And, you know, said basically kind of wishes it was like this in real life. So here's AJ talking about that.
Well, that gotta be cool as hell, bro. Like, you realize, bro, like, your son seeing you, like, on a game, bro. Like, that's actually lit, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. That's the only highlight of the damn football I've been living right now.
So I know it can be, like, a little tough to understand these, but basically, the message is clear. It's not, he calls it an S show. He says he's struggling. He doesn't project future success because he jokes about trading him in fantasy. He says when you throw the ball to him, good things happen. And then when he has a big game in Madden, he said, these are the only highlights of damn football I'm living right now. So obviously this caused a stir online. You know, Eagles fans not happy about it. Eagles fans defending AJ. But as always, Nick Sirianni had to be asked about it. So Nick Sirianni was asked about AJ at his presser. And it was very, very tense. Now, I will say it was mostly tense at the press conference because of the questioning of the play on fourth down, which we're going to get into in the second half of the pod. But AJ, I mean, Sirianni was initially asked about AJ and whether or not he's a distraction. And here is what Sirianni had to say.
When is the third time, though, after a victory where AJ, either on social media or in this case, a live stream, has sort of voiced his displeasure? Is that at all becoming a distraction?
No, I don't think so. Again, you can only go from your interactions with everybody and the way they go about their work on a daily basis that you guys aren't able to see. But, you know, no, it's business as usual.
Then, you know, at a different point of the press conference, Nick is asked why AJ's not getting the ball enough. And it was kind of asked to him in a way where Nick felt it was confrontational. Maybe it was the best way to phrase it. So Nick was a little defensive. And he was asked about why AJ's not getting the ball enough. And here's what he had to say.
I guess the greater issue is why in the first 59 minutes was AJ never targeted beyond.
Were we in a debate? Or is that
I think that's a fair question to ask.
What's the question?
Why wasn't AJ targeted beyond the first two drives? And it took until that moment for you guys to throw to him deep.
Yeah, you know, again, games, if you look at the game and how the game went, you know, there's a lot of plays in that game that are going to him that for different reasons don't. For instance, Smitty's touchdown. That play is going to AJ. They took it away, and he threw it over the top. You can't look at stats and just say this is what's happening. You can't paint the picture that way. I know that's sometimes is all the information that you guys may have, but you can't look at it that way and just say here's how the game is playing out. Like, there are reasons and different things. A.J. Brown is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, so of course we're trying to get him involved in the game every single time. You know, sometimes it goes like it did in the Rams game or the Vikings game, and sometimes it goes like it did in this last game.
Finally, after a few more tense questions about the back and forth with the fourth down, which I'll play to you on the other side, Nick is asked, you know, again about AJ. Like, basically, it was Nick said it's business as usual, but it doesn't seem like it's business as usual with AJ. And here's what Nick had to say there.
When you say it was kind of business as usual with AJ, I mean, his latest comments, I mean, made it seem like it's not business as usual. Like, how do you kind of reconcile that with him?
Yeah, I got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm close to being done answering these questions with this. Like, he's working hard and he is a big part of this game plan, and it'll be a big part of the game plan going forward. And he's working like crazy when he's here, and I'm excited.
So yeah, a lot of audio, a busy day with the Nick, with the AJ Brown front, on the AJ Brown front. So here's my overall opinion of this. Right now, AJ Brown, everything he says is extremely heightened. The world, the NFL world, in Philadelphia in particular, is waiting for every word he says. When he talks in the locker room, it is the most well-attended press conference of the week. When he tweets, it is seen by everybody almost instantly. He is asked to talk. When he is asked to talk, he is asked questions about getting the ball. He's asked questions about the offense. He has asked questions that other players, frankly, are not asked. But here's the thing. There is an unfairness to that. Like, I get it, right? AJ should be allowed to twitch with his friend at 1:30 in the morning playing Madden. And honestly, the things he said are not crazy. So he says it's a S show right now. It's true. It's been a bad year for AJ. Professionally, AJ is not having a good year this season. He's not getting the ball a ton. His stats aren't going to end up being very good. He's been injured. He's had to deal with trade rumors. He's had to deal with a ton of drama. Now, a lot of that's self-inflicted, right? The drama, the trade rumors, like, that's on him to an extent. But they're not getting the ball, the injuries, that's not. So, you know, he says he's struggling, right? It's true. It's been a bad year for AJ. He's correct about that. He's also true that if you have him in fantasy, it's been a tough year for him, right? And if you can get someone to trade AJ for you in fantasy, probably a good idea, right? Also, a joke's that, you know, it's the only highlights of what I'm getting right now. It's the only highlight of his career. It's only highlight he's getting in football right now with these catches. And, you know, good things happen when you throw him the ball. So the analysis from AJ is correct. And I think he delivers it in a lighthearted, fun way. You can hear him laughing. Like, it's almost good to know he's laughing through the pain of this. But the bottom line is, it is a distraction. It's a distraction on the outside. We're all going to talk about it. I'm talking about it. I'm sure you guys are all talking to your friends about it. I'm sure the group chats are all talking about it. And I'd imagine the players in the locker room are seeing all this, and maybe they're laughing with AJ about it. Like, I don't know, right? But Nick has to be asked about it. He's asked about it on WIP. He was asked about it at his press conference. I'm sure other players will be asked about it. The question is really, does it impact the team, right? And this is where I don't have a great answer on it yet, but I can only lean on what I know and what I've seen. And to me, AJ is still a very popular person in that locker room. I see players go up to him all the time from all position groups to hang out with him, like to talk to him, to joke with him. Devontae and him are close. Like, when he got engaged, there was tons of different players from different units on the team there. Nick and him are very close. Him and Nick talk all the time. They FaceTime, which to me is a more personal form of communication. I just feel that way. Maybe in the younger generation it's not, but I don't FaceTime really with anyone besides my wife, right? So, like, I think it's a more personal form of communication. So, like, they have a good relationship, right? They're 7-2. So even if you think it is a distraction, they are winning. It is clearly not a distraction that is hurting them. I'm not saying it's a positive, but I'm saying like this idea they can't win with them is not true. They just won the Super Bowl with them, and they just they're 7-2 and have a good chance to win it again this year. So I think that in a lot of ways, this is all like an outside thing. Like, I'm a fan of reality TV. It's like a reality TV show. It's fun. It's juicy. It's not important, right? So that's kind of where I lean out with the AJ thing. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I think that it is noteworthy, but it is not super important. But I also know this, that the more it happens, the more annoying it's going to be to everybody. And so while I do think Nick kind of snapped on the last AJ question because he was mad about being questioned about fourth down and all these different things, I ultimately think he is tired of being asked about it. He has been asked about it a ton. He says the same thing every time. It's not good enough. People keep asking. AJ keeps doing his thing, right? So I think they probably should talk to AJ and be like, look, man, we are begging of you to please stop talking about this publicly. And it's worth noting that for a month, there were a ton of trade rumors about AJ, how unhappy he was. And he didn't say anything to throw gasoline on that, right? And when he did talk recently, he said he wants to be here. Why wouldn't he want to be? All those things. But it's just an unfortunate reality of AJ's life right now that every single thing he says blows up. That is what it is. He can still twitch with his friend. And if he would have just twitched and not talked about it, it wouldn't have been a big of a deal. Now, everything he said probably would have still been analyzed. Like, literally the game itself probably would have been analyzed. But he's just got to accept it is what it is. And, you know, I get asked a lot, whether at WIP or like talking to different people, you know, like, oh, is AJ a distraction? Like, what's it really like? And what I keep coming back to is this. Do I think AJ's handling this well? No. Do I think there's other players that feel the same way AJ does in terms of wanting the ball? Yes. Do I think AJ handles it the worst in terms of letting people know he's upset? Yes. But ultimately, I still think if I was a head coach as a GM, a head coach or a GM, in fact, I know, I don't think, if I was a head coach or a general manager, I would welcome AJ Brown into my locker room. He is a net positive. The teammates like him. He is still a very good player. I think there's a debate to be had about if he is still a great player and, you know, physically we'll see like how he's feeling. But I do not think the AJ thing is bad enough to get rid of him. I would not trade AJ because of this. If AJ wants out, that's a different story because I'm not a huge fan of having someone in the locker room that doesn't want to be there. But if AJ is saying to me, I want to stay and like I got to put up with this once every month, it sucks and it's annoying and I'm sure they wish he wouldn't do it. But I don't think that is who AJ is. I think it's a part of who AJ is. And the rest of it is positive enough for me that I would keep him on the team. So another chapter in how AJ turns, you know, what was that? Days of Our Lives, like How the Bell Turns or whatever it was. So it's just another day, another AJ thing. And there'll be other days. There will be more of it. There will be another time. Like there will be more. And especially leading into a primetime game on Sunday night, there will definitely be more of it. So that's the latest with AJ Brown. And we will definitely be talking about it again. So on the other side, we're going to get into the other big story of the day, which was the continued debate around Nick Sirianni's decision to go for it on fourth down, but more so what happened on that fourth down play. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, in case you've been living under a rock, the Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers on Monday night, 10-7. Great game. Classic game. Hugh Douglas, I was talking to him about it, and he, you know, he said it was like old school football. He said it got like nostalgic watching it, and it's true. It was a game where those 7 points, he said it was a game where if you scored 7 points, you felt like you did something. It wasn't just like, you know, another touchdown, and now it's 35-30. So it was a really cool game in that way. But a big thing that has come out of that game is Nick Sirianni's decision to go for it late in the game on 4th and 6, a decision he made that did not work out. They did not convert on the play. And so over the past few days, there's been a lot of debate about whether he should have gone for it on 4th down. But what has come since is some question about the play itself. And we talked about this in the Daily Pod yesterday when Devontae Smith on ESPN said, 1-11 did their thing. Right? In a positive way. Like when 1-11 do their thing, we trust them and all that. And that led to speculation that Jalen and AJ just kind of like went rogue, right? And then there was a clip of Nick Sirianni on the sideline saying, or it's mouthing what seemed to be why, right? So as a result, speculation ensued. And what happened was on Wednesday, when Nick Sirianni talked, it got tense. Nick did not like being questioned about this play. And I will credit to Nick. He did not start off defensive about it. He was initially asked about the decision on the 4th down play, right? Like to go for it and all that. And here's what Nick had to say.
A few days later and after talking to Jalen and AJ, do you still like the call, the play there on the kill shot?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Obviously, the player, what are you asking? Just everything about it, the decision?
Well, was it your decision?
To go for it on 4th down, yeah.
No, to throw that pass.
Yeah, when anytime you go into...
They didn't audible there.
Every time you go into a game, you know the plays that we're running on 4th down. Obviously, you know the plays that are being run the whole time, but like specifically 4th down, because when you go into that, you know, and a 4th down decision works, that's great. It continues drives. In that case, it would have ended the game. If it doesn't work, you understand as the head coach, it's all going to be on you. And so obviously you're very in tune with everything that goes on and is into that play. So knew exactly what play we were calling, everything that went into it. And obviously on that particular one, it didn't work.
So after that, right, it continues. And Nick gets into a heated back and forth. I would call it heated with two reporters. And it's not, I'm not like not going to say their names because I'm like hiding it or whatever. Like they both did a good job here. It feels weird saying their names. Like I'm like tattling or something. So here's Nick having a back and forth about the play itself with the reporters.
Can you square this up though? Cause there's been a couple players who have indicated that, that it was a Jalen and AJ, communication that led to that.
I knew exactly what the play was that we were calling and that was run in that moment.
So they didn't check?
I knew exactly what the play was in that moment, what we called and what was
and
what
they happened. I guess the greater issue is why in the first 59 minutes was AJ never targeted beyond?
Were we in a debate? Or is that
I think that's a fair question to ask.
What's the question?
Why wasn't AJ targeted beyond the first two drives and it took until that moment for you guys to throw to him deep?
Yeah, you know, again, games, if you look at the game and how the game went, you know, there's a lot of plays in that game that are going to him that for different reasons don't. For instance, Smitty's touchdown. That play is going to AJ. They took it away and he threw it over the top.
So it was tense. Like, Nick was not enjoying this. And then I forget when this transpired exactly, but there was a clip of Nick being asked about the video of him saying why, or at least appearing to say why. And here's what he said about that.
So when the cameras caught you saying why, it wasn't a reference to that play.
Yeah, if I have to start explaining everything that the cameras catch me saying in these particular moments, like we can't open that can of worms of anything. And that if it was perfectly timed with my, was I saying that? Was it perfectly timed with that and all those different things? I'd have to be talking a lot. So, and I could be saying why for a lot of different reasons. And so again, knew the play, have confidence in our players in those moments, to make those plays. That's why you don't go for it unless you have that confidence in those guys. And I think that again, in these moments, whether it's, you know, passing it, and going for it on 4th down, and 6 in that particular moment, whether it's a 4-minute drill where you decide to run it or pass it, you know, pass it in certain situations, right? This is all part of your process of things that you decide well before the game is played, because it's really hard to make those decisions split second if you haven't went through these processes in your head. And so again, I will focus always on the process. Did I like the process that led me to that? Because in this game, I've said this to their guys a lot. You're not batting 100% on anything. You're never throwing a no-hitter in this game. And meaning that you can't always just look at just the result, right? Obviously, I wanted the result to be different in that particular moment. It wasn't. But we've been very aggressive in 4 minute in the past, whether that's passing, whether that's going for it on fourth down. We've been a very aggressive going for it on fourth down that is, you know, countless amount of times has turned into, you know, 3 points into seven or no points into three or no points into seven if you continue that drive. And so, again, you can't get wrapped up in just the result. You think about it, you look at it, but you got to trust your process in those moments. And I'm fully aware that when the result doesn't go that way, that the criticism and the scrutiny will be solely on me. And that's my job as the head coach.
So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Lot to break down here. Now, let's first talk about the play itself and what happened. And I can tell you what happened on the play. So it's 4th and 6, right? They decide to go for it. So they go out on the field deciding to go for the play. They were going to go for it. There was no, let's go out and try to draw them off sides and make it 4th and 1. There was no, let's go out and like see, right? They took the field going for the play, going for the first down. Now, we could debate whether it's the right decision. I think it was, but that's not what we're here to do. But what I'm saying is they were going to go for it. So once they're on the field and they see the defense and they're in formation, they run the play that is called. And this is key here. The play that is called has different checks within it. So like, let's call the play play A. Under play A, you can run play A1, play A2, play A3, play A4. And I don't know if there's four things, but the point I'm making is when Jalen gets to the line, he can decide, okay, we're running play A, but based off the defense, A1 is what makes the most sense here, right? And Ike Reese made a really good point when I was on him, that when I was on the show with him, was that if it's 4th and 6, like the defender is going to play inside leverage so that you can't go inside. You can't run a slant route. So it's possible that Jalen saw this or AJ saw this, right? And as a result of that, they were, well, we can't run the slant, so we're going to go deep. So the reason that's a critical distinction is because they ran the play that was called. They just checked off of the defense that they saw. And so they didn't go rogue. They didn't audible. They ran an option within the play that was called, right? So they throw the ball deep. It's incomplete. I personally think it was a bad throw, and with a better throw, it would have been complete. Some people are saying AJ could have done a better job going back to the ball. I think there is some truth to that. Now, it's worth noting, if you watch AJ when he catches deep passes, he puts his hands up late, and he does that so that the defender can't react. Like, if he has the ball, his hands up waiting for the ball, the defender knows it's coming, right? If AJ puts his hands up late, it's because then the defender might not know it's coming, right? So that's part of it. But regardless, I do think there is some truth to he could have maybe tried to draw a pass interference and it didn't work for him, but he didn't try. I also think with a better ball, it's probably complete. But regardless, so like the play is run. But that's an important thing for everybody to know. They ran the correct play. They did not go rogue. Like, that is what happened, right? So Tanner McKee, and I think this audio might have been on the pod yesterday, but for those that didn't hear it, I'll play it again. Tanner McKee was on the Players Lounge with me, Ike, and Hugh, and was asked about the play, and here's what he said about it.
Knowing Coach Sirianni, knowing the trust, knowing, you know, what we've done in the past, how good we've been on fourth down, really didn't surprise me that much. As far as the play, obviously, I can't go into the details of that play, but there are certain plays that have, you know, checks or different things that you can be aware of as a receiver, as a quarterback. Hey, you know, change the stem, change this route, do whatever it is. And so they made a call and we rolled with it. And I think it's one of those things, like, I mean, you got two of your best players on the field, you know, and it ended up not working out.
So he's trying not to give it away, but he's essentially saying what I'm telling you happened, right? That they made a look based off of that. And here's the thing. I am fine with that. I want Jalen to react off what he sees. I want AJ Brown to react off what he sees. I think Jalen is a top five quarterback in the NFL. I think AJ is an elite receiver. I want them to act off what they see. So this idea that, like, there they go going rogue again, maybe Sirianni didn't think they would throw it deep because based off the play that was called, maybe the initial throw wasn't a deep throw. Like, I don't know. So maybe that's why he says why. Maybe when he watches it again, he liked the decision. But yeah, I think this idea they went rogue is wrong and it's important. And I just, like, I'm fine with what Jalen did. I'm fine with what AJ did. I'm fine with what Nick did. I think the controversy over this and, like, the way it got heated at the press conference was not needed. It's very clear what happened. Just explain what's happening. I don't think anyone should be, not the reporters, I'm saying in general, like, questioning if Jalen's listening to Nick. Like, I think it was a very football play what happened. If you want to question the decision to go for it on fourth down, that's different. I'm fine with it, but I understand if you're not someone that wanted to. But I just wanted to explain that because that's the other controversy of the day. And now that we've explained that, it feels like we can maybe officially start previewing this game. So that'll do it for today's pod. Enjoy your Thursday. Big, 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 big game on Sunday. And I can't wait to talk to you guys about it. So go out. Enjoy your day. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.